From the Arts Center in downtown Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, folks. It's good morning for a little meditation with Charlie Bird. I was going to say, is it Charlie Bird?
It's Charlie Bird.
That's right. I was going to say, it's a perfect morning to just sort of doze off in bed and listen to some French music. I'm not calling Charlie Bird a Frenchie, but I think this music comes close to it. Got Bob Crowley, historian, president of the Apex Arts Council, here with me today. Good morning. Want to give a quick shout out to the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, my underwriter for Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. I'm in the studio here with my mate, Rocco.
Claudio, it's always good to see
you. It's definitely good to see you.
Bob, good to see you.
Absolutely.
No, we've taken some time off here, but it's good to be back. And we had a wonderful, wonderful dedication ceremony yesterday. I thought it went off really well. What did you think, Rocco?
It really was a big day for WCLN.
We had some dignitaries. We had all kinds of folks out there, and just the entire support system was here, including Art Menius with the Carrboro Arts Center.
Looking back over the last 8.5 years, I believe yesterday was WCOM's biggest day.
It's hard to imagine that with all WCOM has been through, but I know that it was certainly a signature moment.
Have had 5 photographers here.
Yeah.
A ribbon cutting ceremony, a dedication, a number of things.
Made us feel important, man.
Yeah.
Almost didn't go see Cheech and Chong afterwards.
I'm gonna let
Bob throw some interesting historical queries at us as the show proceeds. But I thought I'd start out with a usual mantra that I have when it comes close to voting season, and that is: bear in mind that politicians are like diapers; they need to be changed often and for the same reason. So when you vote this year, keep that in mind. Some of those diapers need changing. Interestingly, the late Gore Vidal stated that the USA has only one political party, the party of property, and it has 2 wings. To me, that makes more sense than any political speeches. Mark Twain also made note. He said of the USA that empires move only in one direction, and that is down, by internal collapse. And the last straw is commonly when they rob their own poor. Interesting perception, and that was back in his day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a hold of that book he published 100 years after his death.
There's a lot you can say for Twain, but if you really look at it, you'll find that even back in Roman times, people were saying the same
thing. Oh, I'm sure. No, what do they say? Nothing new under the sun, right?
That's it.
Sometime back, I got this letter from a friend. I just want to, since we've got a bit of a moody day going on today, I thought I'd start off with this little tsunami scare. A friend of mine was actually in Hawaii around the time that the tsunami was happening. And I'm going to read you something I wrote for the Highlander 2. It's a Broadway little literary rag. And I addressed my readership. Dear readership of the Highlander 2, the correspondence below from a dear and longtime friend serves to bring home being in the wake of the discontent of our Mother Earth. I felt it appropriate to share as my quill for this month. Nidia to me, from Hawaii. Aloha, Claudio. The sky and bay were still as death on Friday eve, and Saturday morn, foreboding the swell, steamrolling the Pacific at 500 miles per hour. Sirens sounded several times, starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday. A down feather pillow covered my head to block the alarm, which I believed to be a drill. The second sound was ignored until a Black Hawk helicopter overhead pulled me out of bed. Cable news reports confirmed that an earthquake in Chile caused the ocean to belch a tidal wave across the Pacific. The accordion hurricane doors were shuttered across the Linnaeus, and the bold yellow Nissan X-Terra was moved to higher ground. White caps chopped the deep blue bay, and wild winds wrestled the air during the tsunami scare that passed the Hawaiian Islands. Ocean levels cycled high tide, low tide every 20 minutes rather than 12 hours. The ground floor oceanfront Island Sands condo on Maialea Bay is in the tsunami zone, floodplain. Fortuitously, no damage was sustained. Nidia. My response to her: Nidia, aloha. My word, Well described, my friend. I'm so glad you are well. I've had an ever-strengthening sense of foreboding over the past decade that Mother Nature is stirring to reclaim and heal herself from the ravages of man. It makes common scientific sense, and we, in aspects of our own preparedness against it, seem to neglect that we live on a living planet that is gradually and eventually responsive to all injury. Perhaps the ever-increasing and extreme momentum she is resorting to should tell all who love her for more than their greed that it is high time we became a more nurturing element. I have always known that our neglect and persistent imbalances would stir angry awakenings, and I know you know this, my friend. It is in itself rather injurious that all governments still only throw money at these devastating consequences instead of regarding the soul of it and responding from their holier and spiritual aspects by way of their leadership. Ever has it been man's ceaseless decline to cling to his fears at not letting go of so much more than he needs, and drowning it in psychologically, spiritually, and in the flesh. I don't mean to preach to the choir or diminish your experience in the least. That it happened to you, who still dances in my heart, causes me to look deeper into the eyes and expression of our Mother Earth, and it saddens me to see that the tears she is beginning to weep through all that is made of her clay. Claudio. Just something I thought appropriate to consider. We certainly are abusing Mother Nature, and God knows we've got to bring that to a stop.
You know, bring a lot of abuse to a stop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, including abuse of me sometimes.
Right. Anyway, that was my sermon for the morning. I'm done with that. Just had to get that out of my system. It seemed like a good thing to convey on this rather sleepy morning.
Yeah.
And I understand that there is a possibility of tornado today, so look out.
There's always something here. But I'm just absolutely glad to be here in this beautiful new WCOM studio.
That's right.
With the thick carpets and the reclining seats.
This is your first time here, right?
Yeah, this is like incredible. You guys have really stepped it up here. It's like being on the Today Show or something.
And we've got big windows, so the place is full of light.
Yeah, if anybody wants to brave the rain, they can come down here and stand outside and watch us do this.
That's
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to dig into what's happening with the Apex Arts Council.
Oh, big things are happening with the Apex Arts Council.
Going
as
on.
Always, we're growing. We've got all sorts of things happening here. In fact, we're launching something fairly new. I've got it.
Get the mic, boy.
Oh, man. But we're launching something new coming up in a couple of weeks here on the 28th of September. Our education division kicks in, and we're starting to do some classes. Now, the first one is kind of interesting. It's perhaps odd for an arts council, but we're not doing an art class. Normally, you would do things like how to paint a picture or creative writing or something like that, and we will get to those. But the number one class we've got is the business of art.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to allow artists to actually learn a little bit about how they should be doing their business. Most people get involved in art.
So it's come to this class or you'll never work in this business again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, maybe. You know, a lot of people get involved in art as a hobby, and then their aunt buys something and they think they can go out and become working artists. And
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, you know, be wonderful. But if you're going to do that, you're suddenly in business. And you need to know everything from accounting and taxation to copyright. And we've got four really great instructors that are going to be with us at the Holiday Inn Express and on Highway 55 in Apex, starting at 9 a.m. sharp on Friday, the 28th of September, to tell everyone about all these things. We'll teach you how to sell, how to market. We've got an accountant that's going to explain basic taxation. What are your rights? Is it necessary for an artist selling a painting to charge sales tax, for instance? Most people wouldn't think
good
about
point,
that.
Right.
But you have to be able to understand those things. And
probably, a lot of these sales are private, too.
Right. And that's okay. But if you're going to do it on a commercial basis as a working artist, you may need to do that. One of the other ones that I especially enjoy is I have a corporate lawyer coming in, a fellow by the name of Jose Cortina, who used to be on the IBM patents group in Poughkeepsie. And he's going to talk about copyright for artists. What are your rights if you sell a piece? Do you still have any rights in that? Actually, you do. you just need to know how to exercise.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting when you told me how your rights really remain.
Yeah, so you do have some residual rights in it even after you sell the piece. So $75 includes lunch. It'll run from 9 in the morning till 3, maybe a few minutes after that.
That's not for the artwork. That's for the class, right?
That's for the class. No, $75 artwork, well, everybody has
ain't going to get you much.
But that's the most exciting thing we're doing, although I got a ton of.
So what, did you just get tired of seeing too many starving artists and
yeah,
start to put a class together?
You got it. I always tell people I don't believe in starving artists, so we're going to make sure that nobody starves anymore.
I thought maybe it was something I inspired.
Well, I've seen you. No, you're not starving.
Too broke for too long. Hold on.
You know, you're not exactly starving, so we're not too worried about
just
that.
Just because I'm a good size doesn't mean I got a lot of money, brother.
But anyway, that's the next big thing. And if you know, that's not enough, the very next day, go down to Sanford to the Carolina Artist Colony. They're having
their first
birthday bash.
On the 29th.
On the 29th. That's a Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's at 148 South.
It should be fun. It's amazing who turns up at that place, so don't underestimate the place at all.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually got my work hanging there and also my Tropical Moon there.
And I've got my book there.
That's right.
And they've sold some.
Yes.
So you can go buy my book at that spot. They've got...
Can't tell people to buy things. Take that back.
Demo of pastel painting. They've got pottery demo. They've got classes in art going, live music, refreshments. They've got a $200 gift certificate they're raffling off. They're really going to do a good job. So if you're looking for something to do in Sanford or anywhere near
time.
There, yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to go
and
down.
And you'll
there.
Meet people there from all over the triangle.
You'll probably meet you and I.
Hey, absolutely, at some point.
You know, maybe I'll pop over there and we'll make an appearance together.
I've decided I'm going to do a few of my Tropical Moon spice treats, so I'll be there with that.
I may be there anyway.
Good.
So we've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up there.
What else were you telling me about this morning? Something else you were putting together?
There's a ton of stuff. In October, we've got some things coming up. We've got on the 10th and 11th of October, we've got a show of Oriental rugs we're sponsoring in Fuquay Varina. That's an art that nobody really looks a lot at here because, it's just maybe it's not common.
There are certain circles where it's highly appreciated, but for the most part, I'd say, it's a little lost among the public.
And, of course, if just a few days later, 13th and 14th, Three Rivers Art Festival.
Right, that's coming up.
And you were there last year.
Yes, I was.
I'm not sure if you'll be there this year.
I'm still not certain about the date.
Yeah, but I know I will be, and that's it's just south of Pittsboro, but it's one of those weird areas in North Carolina.
Beautiful farm.
It's a gorgeous farm, horse farm.
There's going to be some ghost stories being told as well. It's one of the reasons I'm tempted to be there, so I can tell a few.
Well, the odd part about this is it's one of those unincorporated areas. If you incorporated it, it would probably be part of Pittsboro. But because of the way the postal district runs, it's a Sanford address, which is kind of strange, but whatever.
Right next door to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, 1064 Walter Bright Road. And then we're going to start up, and I want to have you involved in this at some point. The Apex Arts Council is sponsoring readings of prose and poetry. And the first one will be the evening of the 29th of October. It's a Monday evening.
Are we talking literature?
Literature,
good.
Absolutely. We're going to have three writers there, and being October, it's going to be ghost stories
that's
and
true.
Horror
I
stories
I always
and
end
mystery
up doing something
stories.
On Halloween anyway.
Yeah, so come on out. And it's not for kids. This is adult stuff. And then we've got all sorts of stuff coming up here. I'm even talking to a travel agent about running art tours of, how about an art weekend in New York? One price.
That's what I was getting at when I said the other stuff you would
do. Cheaper than you probably could ever do it. We'll take you up to New York on a Friday, put you up in one of these nice artsy-type hotels around Times Square, give you a private guided tour by a curator at the Guggenheim or the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Saturday and another museum on Sunday, dinner at a fancy restaurant in New York. And fly you back Sunday night. I think it'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
For some kind of a package rate that I would assume would be a deep discount.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a lot cheaper, and you could do it on your own. And you've got a bunch of other art lovers and personal tours and backstage stuff that you never could see. So I'm putting that together. Heck.
Well, this is a lot to think about. Let's go ahead and digest some of this with a little music from Rocco here.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. At 103.5 WCOM. WCOM can also be heard online at WCOMFM.org.
You're tuned to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Your time is important. That's why we thank you for taking us along. We're WCOM. Now back to Claudio.
Man, that music makes you want to dance somebody all the way into the bedroom. Kids, you shouldn't be listening to this. That was just, yeah, I guarantee you, whoever that art, what's the name of that artist?
Ty Arliss.
Ty Arliss. He was definitely influenced by the French on that tune.
You got a French thing going today.
I do. Yeah. It's something about rainy days and French music.
Yeah,
it's always had a special place in my heart. Rocco, there was something you wanted to mention about WCOM itself. Please.
Well, I was telling both you and Bob about our new 50 by 100 campaign. As you know, we had a 100 by 100 campaign where we were looking for 100 donations of $100 to reach the $10,000 goal to move the station from the past location to our new site here in the Art Center. And now Jacques
Further Minaj, on the same block. Yes.
Exactly. Jacques Minaj and the board of directors now are pushing this 50 by 100 campaign where the local businesses are going to be asked to contribute $100, 50 businesses in the Carrboro Chapel Hill area contribute $100 to reach the $5,000 goal on this 50 by 100 campaign. And it's in progress right now. I see Ernie has already, let's see, I think he put on our website that we have approximately, I think we have $400 or $500.
All right, good. So it's already started.
It has.
Fantastic. We definitely need all the support we can get in that regard. Trying to make the station happen even bigger and even better. Mm-hmm. So, Bob, let's go back to you. You had something on
your mind. Well, I do want to mention one thing. I did that explosion of commercial announcements
earlier. Yes, you did. That's why I figured we had to hit some music.
I didn't quite get to one last thing, and that's if anybody is interested and didn't get it while I was spouting about it a few minutes ago. Get it to our website. It's all there. You'll go to the events section. You'll find everything I talked about. And that's www. You got that? Apex Arts Council, one word, .org. www.apexartscouncil.org. And you'll find everything there. And you'll even find links to Claudio stuff there. So you'll.
That's right. Bob has got engaged me in doing film and art reviews, a little section there.
In fact, there's one interesting sidelight. You did a review of Ray Bradbury.
Yes, I did.
And we just had this new Mars lander land. And NASA announced a few weeks later that forever and ever, the landing place will be known as Bradbury Landing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was friends with Bradbury, but I was really touched to hear that.
Yeah, someday there'll be a city called Bradbury Landing Mars.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be fun.
That's the first thing I said when I heard he died. I said, yeah, he's gone to Mars.
Yep. Well, he has his name on something there, and who knows what'll happen from that.
That is pretty good.
Yep. So
let's go into a couple of historical twists that Bob is a pretty extraordinary historian. The amazing thing to me is how he can remember all these dates and times and contrast truths in history with each other, parallel them. It's pretty astounding how he pulls that off. But we were talking this morning before the radio show, and you brought up some just controversial aspects of history.
Oh, there's some really interesting bits in history. If you look at it, look at the way people have said things. Like you had talked about Abraham Lincoln, and I said, well, you know, Lincoln once said, if I could preserve the Union and by keeping slavery, I would. And that's something.
Something nobody thinks he said.
Yeah. Well, it's buried in another quote. He put it both ways. He said, "If I could preserve the Union and keeping slavery, I would. If I could preserve the Union by getting rid of slavery, I would. I just want to preserve the Union. That's the main thing."
Hmm.
And but you know, there's bits in there that you need to look at.
Things that come out in the run of your typical political gambit, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, so that's why quotes are important.
We don't have any saints, past or present.
No, not outside this room anyway.
Right. I've got to leave now.
But there's a lot of things that people forget about history.
And some people never learned.
I'm a vast proponent, too, of the fact that most people learn history in a vacuum. they learn one thing, and that's it. And yet there is much, much more to it.
And that knowledge tends to grow tentacles, not necessarily in the right direction.
I mean, everybody has heard of the gunfight at the OK Corral, Wyatt Earp and his brother shooting up the Clantons and the McClurys and all this stuff. You know that happened the day after Picasso was born?
See what
Picasso's
I mean by these parallels he draws?
Was the day before.
How do you reach into the universe like that and do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
There's no real connection, but it's...
Right. No, it's great, though.
Most people wouldn't look at Picasso and Wyatt Earp being contemporary.
Picasso would love it because it's totally abstract.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's like a painting by René Magritte. It's, things juxtaposed together that don't make sense but make perfect sense when you look at them.
Well, you know, Bob and Claudio, if you go to Tombstone, Arizona, they make a big deal about the gunfight at OK Corral. This is going now back 45 years when I was in the Army. And at one time I was stationed at this place, Fort Huachuca, Arizona, which was about 20 miles from Tombstone. And would go to Tombstone all the time. Mm-hmm. And they would have reenactments. And this was 45 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're still doing them.
They
probably still
haven't
the same
been
guys
there in years.
Get more on the mic a little bit.
But with this history, have you ever thought about history is who writes the history?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very much so. Well,
really?
History is written by the victors. That's
and sometimes that
thing.
Means bias.
Of course it's biased. I mean, there are things that are written in history that later people find out were totally different, that were not as they were presented, because history is written by the victors.
What's the old Paul Simon line? If I think back on all the crap I learned in school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very much so. I mean, suppose the Nazis had won the war. What would history look like?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, Roosevelt would be a demon. Churchill would have been worse than a demon. But we look at the other way. Now, of course, the guy
you'd be talking with an accent, yeah.
Yeah, different accent than I got now. The guy who led the Nazis, he'd be a demon no matter what, but whatever.
Bob, I read an article maybe 30 years ago, and the article was taking that on. What would have happened if Nazi Germany would have won World War II?
Yeah.
Let's say they were able to do it. They came close. And you could imagine what would have happened if they would have developed the atomic bomb.
German would have been the language.
Different world. Very different world.
Oh, Lord.
That was eventually developed. But anyway, this fella basically said in his article that if we would have had Nazi rule, there would have been some sort of Nazi domination, enslavement of some groups of people.
Right.
But maybe it would have lasted 50 to 60 or 70 years, and it would have come apart.
Yeah.
And it would have just been a matter of time before revolutionary groups would have risen and overcome Nazi tyrannism.
You can see that happening now. There are revolutionary groups and separatist groups all over the world. You'd be surprised the little things that most people don't realize. Belgium. You know, Belgium wants to split into two countries, or at least there are factions there. You've got the Flemings and the Walloons, and they decide that they really should be two separate countries. Well, Belgium's about the size of New Jersey. Why would they want to separate? A friend of mine keeps telling me that there really is a northern and southern California, and they've figured out where the line of demarcation is. There'll be an extra state in this union. The western part, the little panhandle niche of Nebraska, has some idea that it wants to become a state on its own because it's tired of paying for the drug problems in Omaha. In Omaha? Omaha don't have any problems next to, say, New York or Chicago or something, but that's part of it. There's a lot of history, bits and pieces. Like one of the things we were talking about was even Carrboro. Most people, why is this place named Carrboro?
Yes.
You know, the original name for this particular township was West End. It was the West End of Chapel Hill. It then was changed to Venable for some reason. And Carrboro, because of Julian Carr, and was named after him. Who was Julian Carr? Julian Carr was a young man prior to the Civil War. His father was looking to get him a job. He bought him a job, literally, at Blackwell's Tobacco in Durham. And he managed to work his way up through the company. He had a deferment. See, it wasn't only Republican rich people that get deferments. A deferment from the Confederate Army, and put his work into doing that, and built Blackwell's into what we now call American Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the town here of Venable was named after after him, because they lived around here. He eventually went on, when he retired, to become the head of what the Confederate Army became, like Sons of the Confederacy or something like that. So in a real way, he actually became the successor to Robert E. Lee as the leader of that group.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and that's Carrboro.
All this for Carrboro. It's amazing.
All this for Carrboro. You know, little bits and pieces. Chapel Hill. Why is it called Chapel Hill? Well, it was a chapel on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And people would go up there. It was an Anglican chapel, and the congregation never survived. But people talked about going up to the Anglican chapel on the hill, and finally, I'm just going up to the chapel.
What do you mean the congregation never survived?
It never survived. It fell apart. It was a mission that was tried in the mid 1700s and never worked. And eventually, people just talked about, I'm going up to Chapel Hill, and the name stuck, and here we have that. And that's where
I'm envisioning this onslaught. Of some sort of religious war,
maybe,
and they never survived.
Yeah, it could have been. Maybe
who knows? Yeah.
The Baptist. Never mind. I'll get into trouble if I start that stuff. But you learn the history of your local area and what has happened there. You know, I know I wrote an article recently in a little publication in Apex about the birthday of Apex and what was happening around the world on in 1871. And one of the things that I made mention that kind of surprised some people was that was only 3 months after the end of the Franco-Prussian War of 1870. Most people haven't even heard about that. What was that? Well, it was a war between France and Germany, and it brought Germany together into a single country and allowed Bismarck and Hindenburg to unite Germany. And that set the stage. By the way, Germany won that one.
Mm-hmm.
That set the stage for the two conflicts to come in the 20th century.
Oh, boy.
And that's only 3 months later, Apex got itself founded. So is there a connection? No, but you got to keep in mind the mindset of the people of the time. They were seeing this. They were reading about it. They had opinions about it, and as they were forming their town. Did that make any difference? Probably not, but again, history isn't a vacuum.
See what happens when you talk about Carrboro?
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Let's hear another tune there, Rocco.
Okay, Claudio. Now there's one radio station for the news you need and the music you love. And the programs you enjoy, WCOM 103.5 FM. From the Arts Center in downtown Carrboro, Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Heard at 103.5 WCOM. Now Claudio's Literary Moment.
Yeah, I was looking at your book here as we were getting started, Claudio, and the Seafarers. And I know you've done that as readings and as stage production.
Mm-hmm.
Read a couple, man. This is a great day for it.
Well, you picked out a couple of romantic ones. I'm going to dedicate to the ladies.
Oh, boy.
So if I can have all the mics off except mine, because my projection tends to... you got me turned off, too. Hey, my projection tends to bounce off the walls, so... Here's a couple for the ladies. This first one is called Atlantic Serenade. I actually wrote this on the deck of a schooner while crossing the Devil's Triangle. Don't worry, there are no devils in it except me. Atlantic Serenade. Dreamer on a sleepy ocean, traveling on your waveless seas. Timeless thoughts steal your devotion while you fly life's memories. Sail the seas within your mind. Walk on water, ride the waves. For before long, my friend, you'll find you have found freedom from the graves. You face the midnight purple haze of autumn ways too soon passed by. And you embrace those yesterdays with life's last kiss, and then they die. Dreamer on your sleepy oceans, traveling with your clouded skies. Sing your songs of love's emotions and spare the world your sad goodbyes. This next one definitely reflects a romantic moment in my life many moons ago. I had a relationship with a stewardess, and she was taking a vessel in one direction and I was taking a yacht in another. We didn't see each other very often, but when we did, this was the sort of moment it was. It's called Echo of a Thousand Seasons. Her eyes were deep with many years, graduated through her tears. Her hair hung in timeless descent, her smile the season's ornament. And like the scent of flowered spring, her voice became my song to sing. We stole our only night to be, sand-pebbled moments by the sea. As timeless as the sky, we'd race to fall into our warm embrace. I loved her then for many reasons, her echo of a thousand seasons. And although her twilight sunset smile dawned to be mine for just a while, and she gave no promise of tomorrow, my heart contends a happy sorrow. In gratitude, I will accept her reasons. For the night she echoed a thousand seasons.
Thank you. You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Thanks for listening to our station.
That's a rather interesting promo. Here we go from melancholy to I'm not sure what here. That's
I think I need to bring some strippers in the joint.
Yeah, why not? I mean, let's do that next.
Absolutely, that's actually on my list at some point.
Yeah, with this, especially in this glass studio, this would be an interesting way. Yes. You get a lot of people coming around here.
Well, Bob, absolutely. That was Molly Frank. And Molly is now a senior in high school. Chris Frank's
the voice you
daughter.
Just heard. Okay,
voice
yeah.
We heard
cute
with the
voice.
ID. And she was about 10 years old. And okay. She made that promo, and of course, we've kept it all.
It couldn't have
years.
Been better done in a commercial studio.
Absolutely.
Sign of a modern-day Betty Boop.
And, yeah, there we go.
And Claudio, about a month or two ago, James Coley, on his show mm-hmm. Thursday evening, had strippers on his show, and he interviewed them.
James, call me. I need a connection here.
There you go. You know, yeah, why not? Let's do strippers. I mean, Howard Stern does it, so why don't you?
Right.
You?
I'll get Howard on.
Yeah, there you go. He might even do it if he was in the area. What the heck?
He's anyway, I hope the ladies enjoyed those two romantic poems. They were just for you. I mean it. All absolutely. Of you.
And a little bit of time goes by. Not Dooley
that
Wilson,
was, that
but still.
Was, that's what I love about Rocco. He knows exactly what to put on to have your back in a moment like that. Because you don't want to follow up a performance like that with no. by going into talk right after.
No, or rock or anything like that.
Right.
That was exactly the right way to do it.
I love that piece of music.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Rocco.
Did you
have anything else you wanted to add to your dilemma of confusion over there?
Oh, my dilemma of confusion. I'm always in a dilemma of confusion here because there's so many things happening. I mean, besides all the stuff I talked about, we're starting to plan our big spring show already, the Artist for Animals version 2.
All right, and the last one was very successful.
The last one was
I missed
really,
it.
Yeah, well, don't miss this one. We had, 120 artists and about 750 people came through.
That's awesome.
It was really great. And we're going to do it even bigger this year. We've got more animals, more artists. Is there a difference? Yeah, there is a difference. We're going to
the difference is I get to ride the tiger.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we had Carolina Tiger Rescue there, and they'll be back. They tell me they want to come back and do that again. So you definitely want to do that. It'll be, the third or second or third Saturday in April. I know it's April 20th of next year.
Okay.
And we'll be at a winery. So we have the Vintner's Art. So we've got music. We've got wine. We've got art of all sorts. We're going to have literary readings, animals. You can come and get kissed by a ferret.
And if the wine salesman, the wine merchants do well, it won't matter what you have. So.
That's right. I mean, they sold, I don't know how many, 233 bottles of wine in one day.
I guess it didn't matter then.
Jeepers. No, it was a good time. So.
Well, give us a rundown on the date of all the events you touched on with the Apex Arts Council, since I'm here promoting them today.
Okay, let's see what we got here. First one is the Business of Art class, and that's going to be very important for all of our artists, and that will be Friday, the 28th of September.
People that want to learn how to sell their work.
Absolutely. All you've got to do is send me an email that you're coming so you can reserve the space.
And where do they send this email to?
And, they send it to me at president@apexartscouncil.org.
There we go.
And that's real simple. Send me anything you like within reason, please. And we'll respond to that, and you'll be able to come down to the Holiday Inn on Holiday Express on Highway 55 in Apex, and the class starts at 9 or run till 3, and believe me, by the time you're done, you're going to know what's going on. And if the next day you feel like doing something, well, come on down to Sanford to the Carolina Artist Colony at 148 South Moore Street. From 10 to 9, they've got their first birthday celebration, and that's going to be big.
It's very close to the Temple Theater.
Very close to Temple Theater, and I know you've had Peggy Taphorn on here a few
times.
Yes, and
she's due again.
And I think we're both going to show up at this birthday bash.
I think so.
Yeah. Then I've got the Oriental Rug Show at Defining Design on Sunset Lake Road in Fuquay Varina on the 10th and 11th of October.
We've got, so if you have any corpses you want to get rolled up and carried away, we've got the rug for you.
Well, these are going to be more expensive than corpse rugs. But then on the Three Rivers Art Festival on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of October, starting at 10 a.m., and that's at 1064 Walter Bright Road in Sanford, or at least postal address Sanford. It's closer to Pittsburgh than Sanford. We've got the 29th of October. We've got readings at the Eva Perry Library in Apex. We're going to be doing mystery and spooky stories and all for Halloween. All sorts of stuff
good
happening out here. So,
and give us that website address one more time.
And if you want to find out all, you go to our website. It's www.apexartscouncil.org. www.apexartscouncil.org.
If you folks are wondering what that tap, 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 tapping, dripping sound is, it's actually rain that you're hearing in the background as we speak.
Yeah, this is a very very wonderful studio. It gives you a little feel of the outdoors. And
it's not the sound of three DJs losing it. It's the sound of rain.
Well, one day it'll be an espresso maker here that'll be
there we go.
All
I like that idea.
And, you know, the barmaid will be pouring drinks and the whole thing.
Be an inviting way to enter the radio studio, smell of espresso.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting to be quite a plush place here, you know.
Well, listen, I thank you for being on. I think it's time for us to wrap up so John Paul, who has just entered the building, can have all
John
prepared
Paul
for his
is
show.
In the building.
He's in the building. So thank you, folks, out there for joining us. And remember, in this political season, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason. This is Claudio signing off. Cheers.